CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has made a stop at the offices of the OECD in France, promising more policy support from the Chinese side. In delivering a speech to the Organization for Economic Development and Cooperation, Li Keqiang also says the Chinese government stands behind the OECD's mandate to promote international economic cooperation and increase global economic development. Officials with the OECD say they remain committed to helping China develop its socio-economic structure. A number of collaborative agreements have also been signed between the two sides. Six new offices connected to the Shanghai Free Trade Zone are being established in cities around the world. The offices are being set up in the cities of Los Angeles, London, Frankfurt, Göteborg, Osaka, and Tokyo. Their main tasks will be to promote and facilitate trade through the FTZ. Officials in Shanghai say the offices will be helpful in guiding traders through the policy requirements in their own language. Around 10 people will be hired to staff each office. Newly released analysis of a dramatic plane crash in Taiwan earlier this year has revealed the captain of the transatlantic flight mistakenly switched off the plane's only working engine just before it crashed. Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council has released its preliminary findings of the accident, which have also revealed the captain had also failed simulator training connected to the flame-out of an engine after takeoff. The report does say the pilot did eventually pass simulator training for the scenario. The pilot is among 43 people killed after the aircraft lost power, narrowly missing a bridge in Taipei while on its way down, and eventually slammed into the Keelung River. 14 did manage to survive the crash in early February. A final report on the accident is due out in November. The number of victims killed in a car accident in northeast China has risen to 11. The victims include 10 South Korean passengers and one Chinese bus driver. A group of relatives from South Korea is now on the way to Jilin province. The bus carrying 28 people fell off a bridge in the city of Jian on Wednesday. The bus is owned by a Chinese tour agency. The remaining 17 passengers are still in hospital. Mainland authorities are offering to provide medical assistance to those injured in this past weekend's water park fire in Taiwan. A leading official with the State Council Taiwan Affairs Office says talks are underway about sending over assistance. Theatrical powder blown into a crowd at a concert in New Taipei City, a suburb of Taipei, caught fire on Saturday night, leaving two dead and around 500 others hurt. Mainland authorities are recommending safety officials monitor similar events more closely to ensure the same thing doesn't take place again. At least 36 people are dead and 26 others are listed as missing following a boat capsizing in the central Philippines. The passenger ship, with more than 189 people on board, capsized in rough conditions shortly after leaving port in the city of Ormoc around noon this Thursday. Philippine Coast Guard officials say the boat was only around 200 meters from shore when it overturned. Search and rescue are still scouring the area in search for those still missing. At least 12 people are dead and 100 others injured after a train derailment in Pakistan. A bridge on the tracks collapsed, sending four cars of the train plunging into a ravine in eastern Pakistan. There have been suggestions it could be a terrorist attack. Details remain sketchy at this point, though a number of people are said to be still missing. Tunisian security forces have arrested 12 suspects in connection with last Friday's deadly terrorist attack. Two more suspects are still said to be on the loose. Tunisian authorities say they believe the two received training in Libya. The attack at a beach resort hotel last week left 38 people dead, most of them foreigners. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has met with leading Iranian officials as part of his current trip to Tehran. Yukio Amano has arrived in Tehran to help sort out technical details as negotiators from Iran and the P5+1 grouping continue talks in Vienna in an attempt to hammer out a lasting nuclear agreement. The two sides are continuing to meet in Vienna after extending their self-imposed June 30th deadline by 1 week. At issue is inspection access to Iran's nuclear facilities on military sites. Iranian negotiators have been unwilling to allow access to the military installations, citing national security concerns. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.